This week on Director's Cut Radio, we're talking about a documentary called Passing the Baton. It's about the Joe Sims Milwaukee Striders Track Club, one of the nation's top track and field programs, which takes kids off the street, onto the track, and eventually onto full-ride college scholarships. Here's a clip.
Okay, turn around. He's pumping his arms. You put him back which one? His left. So you got to be on this side of the track. He's on that side of the track. Okay? So, when you say stick, you put it in his hand. Ready? Go. Watch the mark. There you go.
Stick.
I don't care what you say, but get the hand off.
Because they're not that easy.
They do it. They're easy. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Elementary.
Elementary, of course. Joining us now is director Ryan Sarnowski and Striders director Crystal White. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
This wasn't just any documentary. This was an exercise for students at UW-Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was a very large hands-on project for about a dozen students as well as myself.
Tell us about the Joe Sims Milwaukee Striders Track Club.
Well, the Joe Sims Milwaukee Striders Track Club was founded 1975 and by Joe Sims himself, and he started it at North Division in Milwaukee, and he just wanted to help inner city kids get off the streets and have something to do, and then also try to go ahead and go to college using their skills.
And it's had phenomenal success. 90% of the alumni have gone on to get full ride college scholarships. That's fantastic.
Yep. So they usually get some type of scholarships. The places that we run, a lot of college coaches are there, and then they just come and talk to us, and we also contact colleges.
How did you get the idea to make a documentary about the club?
Well, all the projects that DocuWM produces come from someone in the community that wants to tell a story, and they bring it to us to turn it into a class and a project. So this particular story came from the Helen Bader Foundation, who had been funding the Striders for many years, wanting us to tell the story of Joe Sims as well as the new era of coaches that were going to be taking over the team when he passed away.
And Crystal, I was curious to know, how open were you about the idea of letting a film crew follow these kids around?
I thought it would be nice to follow the kids around. Myself, that was a different story. So I struggled a little bit with it, but then they were with us so long, they became like family.
Here's a clip of Crystal dishing out some tough love with one of the Striders Track Club members before a road trip.
So I'm asking, if you feel like you can get it together, I want you to stay. You know I love you, Tiffany. I enjoy you being on the team. If you feel like you're going to have a bad weekend, you're going to be icky to everybody or whatever, then please stay. Don't ruin it for everybody else. Do I want you to stay? Of course I want you to. I want you to compete against the best. I like you being on the team, but attitude I'm not going to deal with.
Straight.
Be straight then.
Before we go, we'd be remiss if we didn't explain who Joe Sims is to those who might not know. He's a guy who just had an aim to give kids something to do in the summertime, just give them some direction and keep them out of trouble.
Absolutely.
And then it turned into this.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Joe himself says in the film he was never a track coach. He was a football and a weight and strength and conditioning coach. But he knew that track was something that was pretty much inexpensive and a good summer activity that could keep kids off the streets and on a road to success.
Crystal White and Ryan Sarnowski, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You can watch Passing the Baton right after Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television tomorrow night at 9:30.